finish, please.
Hey guys, hi. And welcome back to the 8th mini episode in the Strangers by Nature podcast. Today we are going to be talking about awards, but more specifically, the changes that have been made to awards categories within the creative industries.
So the lack of change. Yeah.
So I think the first sort of category topic we want to talk about was gender. Mm-hmm. I know recently some awards... for example, the Brits have changed their Artist of the Year category to a gender-neutral category. So rather than female artists or male artists, they just have their general Artist of the Year category this year. And I think the reason this was called into play was because of the lack of female artists feeling as though they could get like the highest level of recognition. Mm. I think it was sort of as though the male artists were still the standard, even though the two categories existed. So the Artist of the Year category was there to sort of put everyone on the playing field. When you think about it,
why... But how would that solve it?
I think it's more about the, why are we separating artists into gender?
Mm.
In terms of skill, like, in terms of artists and music, is there a real necessity to separate them? I think that's what it's kind of about. Mm. In sport, there's a big debate and it's like biological, but when it comes to artists, I think it caught brought into question, why can't I as a female compete against other male artists? Like, what is the need for that? And I think another reason was to be more gender inclusive to like non-binary artists as well, so that everyone could participate and compete for like the highest award. But then what happened this year was that all the nominees at the Brits for Artist of the Year were male artists. So it kind of goes to show that you can sort of change the name and change the category, but the systemic issues still remain, and no female artists were nominated.
I think that is my issue with creating something like Artist of the Year, for example. It's, you're complaining that, you know, you're not competing with male artists, but then if all the artists that are nominated are males, then you're also in a position where you're like, why are no female artists nominated? Yeah. I'm not saying that people weren't nominated that should have been nominated. I don't know much about the Brit Awards.
Yeah.
But that can happen, and that's also another issue and will cause people to, you know, feel upset about it.
Yeah. It's definitely complicated, because I agree with the idea that why can I as a female not compete with you guys? But then it feels like the system's rigged.
And then also it's like, what are you judging it by? Is it by sales or something? I don't know how they figure it out. Because is there an objective reason why it was all male artists that were nominated? Or was it just a subjective thing? Because if it's an objective thing, then you can't really complain about it.
When it comes to music, I'm not actually sure specifically how they decide, whether it's like a board situation, whether they take like sales into account. But that really stood out to me.
Yeah, for sure.
I think Harry Styles, who won it, sort of like identified it in his speech as well. Because it is absurd. It's like, if the female category existed, you would have nominated 5-6 female artists. So where are they?
So are they only nominated because there is a separate category? But then also it doesn't make sense because so many successful artists are females.
It's just like a weird example of systems trying to enact a change, and then sort of just going backwards on the whole issue.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of, I watched the Hollywood Roundtable of, I think, like, leading actresses or something, and Emma Corrin was one of the
Is Emma
there.
From The Crown?
Yeah. Played Princess Diana. And Emma Corrin is non-binary, but they were, what's it called, nominated in the actress or female category, right? And they were talking about how it was a bit of a complicated matter, even they don't know the answer to it. Because are you nominated based on the gender of the character you play? Because in that case, Emma was playing a female character. Or are you nominated based on your gender? And I've never thought of it like that. But I guess if the artists themselves are confused about it, then it shows how confusing and complicated the whole situation really is.
No, that is really interesting. Yeah. And I was thinking, obviously, it's normalized that categories are defined by gender.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's always been. But then again, when you have like Oscars and other acting awards, there's always the race issue and like the whole like Oscars so white hashtag passing. But I don't think we'll ever live in a world where it's like, and the black artist, male artist of the year is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that world will ever exist. But I know recently the Oscars have enforced like four like statements or rules that any studio who wants to get best picture has to follow at least two of those rules.
Oh,
and it's to do with like representation and inclusion. I think it's something, don't quote me on this, I think one of them is that 30% of the on-screen casting, not necessarily leading, but I think casting in general on that show has to be from diverse backgrounds.
Only 30%? That's crazy.
But it's also crazy, that the 30 is a big increase from what it currently is.
That's pathetic.
Yeah.
30.
It's crazy.
And that's it being
One of them, So, and also with their rules, I know they face a lot of complication, because again, people are always like, is it the case that they didn't nominate people of global majority or did they not exist? And that's always such a big event, because it's never that they don't exist in their entirety.
Yeah.
But it's always...
But it's like, are they in those movies that are nominated?
Yeah. It's always going to be the question, that question is always going to exist. Yeah, I don't know to what extent it will provide solution. I don't know how detailed these new requirements are, but then again, it's only if you want to be nominated for best picture. So if you're a film that isn't striving for that and you want to get a different award, there's no real requirement for you.
I mean the other day we were talking in class about, you know, is there any significance to these awards, like are they meaningful, do they do anything for you or your career? And lots of people were of the mind that, you know, we should just get rid of awards sort of altogether, because it shouldn't matter as much as we think it does. I understand why some people think that, but I kind of disagree. I don't agree that awards mean, you know, you're so much better than someone else, because some people just may not have gotten the opportunities to be in something that is nominated. But I think it can be a huge win in terms of representation.
Yeah.
So, for example, when Michelle Yeoh won and Ki Hui Kwan, what's his name?
I'm not sure.
Something like that, won the Oscar for Best Actress and then Best Supporting Actor, I fully sobbed hysterically and I was crying, because that was the first time an Asian actress won and was nominated in that category. And I mean, that's a huge thing for me. So I don't really care if that makes Michelle Yeoh any greater of an actor or considered to be a better actor, because Michelle Yeoh is already Michelle Yeoh. But for me, watching that, I know that change is happening.
Yeah.
And it's a very sort of real representation of that. So it really mattered to me.
Yeah.
And the fact that Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Picture, and so many of the actors and one of the directors and writers was Asian, that meant a lot to me. And that shows that good work is being created for people like me.
It's all about recognition as well, isn't it?
I think it's less about going, oh, this means you're good, or oh, this whatever. But it sort of acknowledges that your work is being seen by people who actually have power in the industry, which is, like, I hate to have to say that.
Especially when it's such a subjective industry as well.
Yeah.
Like,
but the fact is, so many people who are, like, voting for these films or who are in the room where these films are getting recognized are the people who have the power in this industry right now. And they, seeing them see that means something to me.
No, I completely agree. I think there's numerous examples where you just feel seen and you just feel happy and proud when those moments happen. But in terms of my opinion on whether awards should exist, I kind of agree that I think the reason why they feel so powerful when moments like that happen for us is because they are so gatekept and because there's such a established norm I think that's my, again, my only reason why I would say yes, keep awards, because I think everyone wants to be able to break through the ceiling and you want to see it happen. But in terms of what they mean, there's so much talent.
Oh, for sure.
And the industry is so much about luck and getting away. Obviously, everyone works extremely hard. Well, nepotism babies. But like, do you know what I mean? Like everyone,
some of them work hard. Yeah.
Like obviously everyone works really hard, but I can probably count countless people who are as talented, if not better than the people who do get their moment in the spotlight. So yeah, it's a weird thing. It sort of sets like a precedent and a baseline.
Yeah.
Do we need it?
I don't think we need it, but I'm not mad at it. Like it's not anything. If we're saying that the impact isn't very great anyway, I'm happy to just watch people walk down the red carpet and just like have their time.
Do you know what? I think that's almost what it is as well. It's like the annual Oscars, the annual Brits.
Yeah.
Like a big fuss. And
I mean, I like looking at the fashion. Yeah. Like I'm not annoyed about it enough to the point where I'm like, it has to die because it doesn't affect my life anyway.
It's one of those things that they're big because they've made to be big. Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't really care or mind.
And it, honestly, if you hate it, just don't watch it.
Yeah.
Just don't engage. And yeah, I mean, yes, if we really think about it, should the money go here, there? Yeah, sure. But, you know, some things in life, just accept it and enjoy it. I think that's what 100%. The award season is about. Yeah.
Well, that is our take on awards and some of the new categories that have been introduced. Let us know your opinions on any of the new categories.
Should we cancel award season? That's what I want
Let us know.
Alrighty, see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.